Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisate. The nation is celebrating the 79th Independence Day today with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebration is Naya Bharat. In Nagaland, the state-level celebration of the Independence Day will be held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza Kohima. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuria hoisted the national flag at the Chief Minister's residential complex today morning in celebration of the 79th Independence Day. On the occasion, he extended warm greetings to the citizens. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also extended greetings to the people on the occasion. In his message, Mr. Patton said, he paid tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the freedom fighters and the generations who carried forward their legacy. Mr. Patton urged citizens to stand united with pride and determination to build a better future for the country. Akashvani Kohima celebrated Independence Day at its office premises this morning. During the program, Head of Engineering D. Adapro hoisted the national flag. Officers, staff and security personnel participated in the celebration. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor carried out by the armed forces has emerged as a balanced military response amidst the asymmetric warfare being witnessed across the globe. In his Sandesh to Soldiers, aired from Akashvani on the eve of 79th Independence Day, Mr. Singh termed India's actions during the operation as a shining example of a precise and successful military strategy and a glimpse of a new vision, technological advancements and self-reliance.
भारत द्वारा उठाया गया हर कदम जो देश की शांति और स्थिरता को भंग करने की हर कोशिश के विरुद्ध होता है वही हमारे इस मूल संकल्प से प्रेरित है कि हम अपनी संप्रभुता और राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा से किसी भी सूरत में कोई समझौता नहीं करेंगे चाहे वो किसी सीमा पार से किया गया हमला हो या देश के भीतर डर और असुरक्षा का माहौल पैदा करने की आतंकवादी साजिश हो हमारा जवाब केवल प्रतिक्रिया देना भर नहीं होता है बल्कि एक स्पष्ट संदेश होता है
Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC along with its subordinate units yesterday held a candlelight march at Congress Bhavan Kohima as well as in all the district Congress Committee Bhavans across the state. NPCC Communications Department said the event was held in unison with Congress units and party workers all over India to express strong condemnation of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls currently being carried out in Bihar under the direction of the Election Commission of India ECI. NPCC said the move to implement SIR at this juncture raises serious concerns and undermines the democratic principles of free, fair and inclusive elections. It said the SIR in Bihar is politically motivated, designed to manipulate and distort the voter list, thereby disenfranchising legitimate voters while favouring vested political interests. NPCC calls upon the Election Commission of India to immediately halt the SIR in Bihar. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuria expressed deep sorrow over the tragic cloud burst in Chashoti, Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. He extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and offered prayers for the swift recovery of the injured. The cloud burst caused multiple casualties, with reports stating that over 75 people have been injured and many still missing. Nagaland will experience moderate to heavy rainfall with thunderstorms from August 16 to 19. Deputy Commissioner and District Disaster Management Authority, Dimapur, Tino Jungshi Chang said that high precipitation in the hill sector poses risk of waterlogging, flash floods and riverbank overflow in lowland and foothill districts including Dimapur. He said Dimapur is expected to receive heavy rain on August 17 and also light to moderate rain is likely on other days, but may intensify. Residents have been advised to stay away from rivers, streams and flood-prone areas as water levels can rise suddenly and pose life-threatening danger. The final match of Dr. T.R. Trophy 24th Inter-District Football Championship 2025 will be played between Mon and Newland at 5 p.m. today at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Chief Minister Dr. Nipuria will grace the event as special guest. Ahead of the final match, a friendly exhibition match was held yesterday where Nagaland Football Association NFA officials overcame the organizing committee 2-1. The match was played in a festive spirit, highlighting the unity of the football. football fraternity. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.